Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and The Rock becoming the new Vince McMahon of this decade, of this era, if you will. It's a good look for him. So you do need an evil boss. The evil boss trope does work. Yung part about him running out of time, I thought it was good because they knew, like from last week, is that they had that 40-minute opening segment to open SmackDown, and because of that, everyone else suffered. They didn't get much time to wrestle. So I think alam nila ginagawa nila now.
This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to.
And you're listening to.
And you're listening.
And you are listening.
And you're listening
to the Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
You are now listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. It's Romaran and Chino Liao on a rather light weekend reacts and picks of the week episode. Kasi maraming nangyari over the weekend, pero not a lot of it is not wrestling.
So, yeah, madaming ganap.
Yeah. So how was your weekend, Chino?
Good. Better. Wala nang gout.
Oh, yeah.
But so... So just, you know, pretty light weekend compared to, unlike you guys na napunta sa wedding.
Yeah.
Right? Over the weekend. So congrats to Saransi for getting hitched.
Yeah, that was a long time coming. I was just looking at Arian's, his wife's stories. Apparently they were planning it for 15 months. And as much as they wanted to have everyone that, you know, na malapit sa kanila, it just could not happen that way. I mean, you've been to weddings, you know how it is. You can't accommodate everyone. So, but I do wish that we had, you know, more of our friends, more of Arian's friends, more relatives, I guess. But it's just the way it is. And congrats again to Stan and Arian for, finishing that story before Cody did, as we all like to say. The ceremony, the reception was full of a bunch of wrestling references. I personally would not do that in my own wedding whenever that time comes. Stan is, you know, proud and unabashedly a wrestling fan, a Backstreet Boys boy band fan, basketball fan. So he, you know, he wore all of those fandoms in his clothes, in his program, in his in yung mga ganap. So if you ever wondered if you could pull that off in a wedding, Stan could, so you could probably as well. So
if you're paying for it, diba? Yeah. Why not, diba?
Diba? I mean, like, it is their money. Part of it is their money. So a good time was had by all, a fun time was had by all. It went off without a hitch. And speaking of things that go, hopefully go off without a hitch, are you ready, Chino, for our WrestleMania viewing party, which you and I will be hosting in two different venues?
Yes, sir. This April 7 and 8.
Yeah, 7 and 8.
That is a Sunday morning and a Monday morning at Skinny Mike's BGC and Hobby Stadium in Quezon City. We will have two simultaneously running WrestleMania viewing parties. The biggest WrestleMania ever, after all, deserves two big parties. So join us, guys, and sign up for early bird discounted tickets. Tickets for the early bird price are at 350 pesos. Because I'm an iced tea yan and the raffle entry from for prizes from our amazing sponsors. Champion and Gen C, everybody's games and toys, and si Hobby Stadium. Papamigay sila pareho ng prizes as per usual sa ating mga viewing parties. Now, guys, if you want to do a two-day pass, syempre day one and day two, you want to save a little extra cash on the side, pwede kayong bumili for 600 pesos. That is for either venue, but those passes are non-transferable, meaning if you buy for Hobby Stadium, Hobby Stadium lang. If you buy for Skinny Mike's, Skinny Mike's lang. For 600 pesos, you have access to two full days of WrestleMania fun. Now, if you guys find any of what I said interesting, or if you want more information, punta lang kayo sa bit.ly/WWP WrestleMania XL. Tama ba?
No, it's that was nowhere near right. It was it's tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH.
Yeah.
And I also have to correct you with our partners. It's Everybody's Toys and Collectibles.
Sir Dwayne doesn't have
Facebook right now, but
who has a his company and si Hobby Stadium magpapamigay ng blaster box of WWE cards. So a lot of prizes and fun to be had on April 7 and 8.
Hobby Dainzy is also giving away a t-shirt and an action figure. Maraming magpapamigay. Speaking of papamigay, if you're also kind of undecided so far on whether or not you'll be spending for tickets, we also have anonymous patrons from our Patreon program na mamimigay ng tickets, both one-day passes and two-day passes. So stay tuned. We'll be unveiling those giveaway contests over the next few weeks as we head into WrestleMania week. Kaya, if you're on the fence about it, if you're still thinking about dropping that your hard-earned cash on tickets, eto na, this is the sign you've been waiting for. We'll make it easy to win, pero syempre marami kayo sasali. So it will be down to the gods of random number generations.
Oh, nasa Wheel of Names pa rin ang kapalaran nyo. But yeah. Still a lot of fun, guys. I mean, yung WrestleMania viewing parties or the Wrestling Podcast viewing parties in general have been so very well received by the community. So if I were you guys, wag niyo palampasin to, because this is the biggest WrestleMania ever.
Yeah, and some FAQs are in. I noticed that some people have some concerns. First, syempre, early bird registration is not a table reservation or a seat reservation at both venues. So it's still just a discount for those na sure na makakapunta on either day or both days. So it's still first come, first served. You still have to go to the bar, whether it's Skinny Mike's or Hobby Stadium, really early. If you don't make it in time to get a seat or a table, you might have to you might have to be okay with standing room only. Pero tingin ko naman hindi aabot sa ganun, because yeah, we have two venues. And speaking of two venues, both shows, both days will be happening in both venues. So someone has actually asked whether one day is going to be at one place, tapos the next day is going to be in another place. No,
yeah,
it's both
simultaneously.
Yeah,
yes,
simultaneous, both venues, both days. Tapos siguro we'll throw in this disclaimer na rin. We have heard some rumblings about how some people were not happy with some of our policies, and some people have made unwelcome threats. Unfortunately, this is not to scare anyone, because we are announcing that we have security in Skinny Mike's Sports Bar and Hobby Stadium as well.
Yes,
we take any risks or overtures of these things really, really seriously. We want everyone to be at peace. We want everyone to be safe. We want everyone to enjoy the show. So kung may bala kayong masama, huwag niyo na ituloy, kasi may pulis na nakaabang. May pulis na nakaabang
either
tawagan.
Venue. Also, to be clear, Hobby Stadium is allowing replica belts, but just belts.
Yeah, just belts.
No foreign objects, no weapons.
Yeah.
No paraphernalia, kahit Money in the Bank briefcase pa yan. They will unfortunately have it confiscated sa entrance. So yeah. Belts are the only merchandise allowed at Hobby Stadium on both days.
Yep. Yep, that's it. That's everything you need to know. Again, the link to pre-register is tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. You get your early bird 1 day or 2 day passes there. As for walk-ins, it is $450 for 1 day. We're not going to do a walk-in ticket selling for 2 days kasi medyo magulo na siya. So please, we hope that you can secure your tickets early. We will be closing pala yung pre-registration at on April 3. That's, I believe, a Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. So matagal pa naman. I know some people are waiting for payday at the end of this week. So abang-abang nila. I think we'll be seeing some more interest over as we near the weekend. Yeah, before we get to the actual things, one more thing, Shepard, we have Patreon really quickly. Our Patreon community is how to support the podcast. If you like what we do, if you like our events, if you like this show, if you like the content that we put out on social media, if you like the reviews that we've been writing, all of us have been writing reviews, you can support the podcast. If you can, if you're able to spare a few, you know, a few hundreds, by subscribing to our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. The link is in the description. You get access to our exclusive Discord community where we also do other viewing parties, especially for those na hindi dinedemand masyado in person. And then you also have preferential rates sa aming mga pasabays. Our pasabays are finally being completed this week. Our patrons do get slightly less expensive rates when it comes to purchasing them. And syempre, may isa pa kaming bagong perk. At the in-person viewing parties, we will be setting aside a special exclusive Patreon patron table para hindi na kayo maghahanapan pa ng tables at upuan.
Yes.
Yeah, so again, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. $5 or around 275 pesos to support the show, if you can. Thank you so much. Right, let's get to our weekend reacts really quickly. We only have 3 items on the docket. Maraming nangyari on SmackDown. First, the latest twist and development sa main event, the main event scene surrounding Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, and the Great Bloodline, as I like to call it. Cody and Seth have laid down their answer for The Rock's challenge in the previous week. So, ang sinabi ni The Rock is he wanted Seth and Cody in a tag team match alongside Roman Reigns, his cousin. And now, I believe he added, if I understand it correctly, because he says things just to say things sometimes, but he said that if Cody loses, he can't challenge for the WWE Championship ever again. I guess as long as Rock is employed. And then Rock also wants to dissolve the World Heavyweight Championship that Seth is holding because he is a member of the TKO board and maraming siyang power. So another part of the discourse surrounding this segment is how some fans did not like the fact na this segment was at the end of the episode of SmackDown. So nagmamadali sila. There is actually some footage on Twitter that was circulating that showed na the camera crew, the one filming up close nung sa ring, they were hurrying up Rock and telling him to wrap it up kasi alam naman natin na matagal siya mag promo. Diba? So some people are saying that we got robbed of potential cinema, but others like myself are saying that Rock takes too long. So they knew what they were doing with this, having to put him at the very end because they can't do any overruns. So what do you think of this?
Okay, madaming ganap, you know? So for the first one, yung tag team match, I did not expect them to add this match to the card because now we're all about Cody finishing his story, diba? We don't know if this is actually what they mean by that, though, diba? I don't think this is the end of the story. Kung ito man, it'll blue ball us, especially since Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble, diba? And ang ibig sabihin nun, dahil nanalo siya, gets to face the champion for the title. Secondly, kung mangyayari nga tong tag team na to, I guess the only place it can happen because of the people involved is WrestleMania. So I don't know if both men are wrestling both nights or all four guys are wrestling both nights. I don't know kung day one, day two, a thing siya. If it is, it will be more ideal kasi at least nakukuha pa rin natin yung ending na hinahanap natin from Cody Rhodes. But end of the day, man, The Rock is still a person in power. And kung gagamitin nga niya yung TKO flex niya, even in story, it still just adds to the heelishness that he brings to the storyline. So I guess I'm okay with that part. I don't think it even matters if they were at a point where they needed to cut him off, because I'm more used to The Rock's promos over time, diba? Na tumanda ako with The Rock. So I know how he goes. I know how he takes a while. I know how he likes to ramble even in his somewhat older age. Diba? So I'm okay with that. I'm also okay with the TKO thing playing a part in this whole statement. Whether or not it pays off in the long run, kumbaga, in terms of where they place this tag team match and how Cody ends his story, is still another thing I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, no, I agree. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and The Rock becoming the new Vince McMahon of this decade, of this this era, if you will. It's a good look for him because you do need an evil boss. The evil boss trope does work. Yung part about him running out of time, I thought it was good because they knew, like from last week, I said they had that 40-minute opening segment to open SmackDown. And because of that, everyone else suffered. They didn't get much time to wrestle. So I think alam nila ginagawa nila now. And it made Rock sound better, although a lot of other people sounded better as well. Like Seth sounded better for interjecting.
Mr. Midlife Crisis.
Yeah. Cutting off yung rambling, yung pag-ubusan na rambling ni Rock. So that was pretty fun. So I hope that fans understand that, you know, you can't always do overruns, especially somebody explained on Reddit, I believe, or Twitter, na Fox can't do an overrun on SmackDown because may news pa after. So hindi pwedeng i-cut off yung news or itapatan nila overlap ng ano ng content. So yun lang. I hope that people get it. Like either you teach Rock to, you know, to keep it short, or you know, really cut him off.
Saka it's live TV, yeah. Didn't you say, diba? It's live TV, so you can't afford to go overtime. Dito sa Pilipinas, diba, if you watch local channels, still sanay tayo na awkward yung time ng mga shows kasi the live noontime shows take up a lot more time than people think. And everything gets pushed back. You know, advertisements that are supposed to air gets pushed back. The programming gets pushed back. Everything starts later and later. And nakita niyo yung cascading effect yan sa local TV. So in the States, where everything's a lot bigger, diba, networks are nationwide there in that big country, hindi nila afford yung ganong lasting setback. So they really need to stick to the time if it ever was a time problem.
Yep, agree. You hit it right on the head. Right, next, really quickly, Logan Paul unveiled Prime as the ring sponsor. I think this is the first time WWE has a ring sponsor. I could be wrong if nangyari na ito before. Pero the Prime logo will now be in the center ring at WrestleMania and PLEs moving forward. So you're not going to see this all the time. Some people have been memeing yung big moments ng WWE may Prime logo na sa gitna. What do you think of this marketing move?
I hate it. I honestly, I don't want to see any more of Logan Paul than I need to, but now I have to stare at that ugly bottle in the middle of a PLE. Like, hindi ba yung in-auction mo yung NBA court tas yung gitna talaga yung kinuha nila, hindi man lang yung sidelines eh. Diba? Like in basketball, they do have sponsors, diba? American Airlines in the arena and other such examples, diba? Staples Center, diba? Yung mga ganyan, diba? Chase Center, lahat sila may naming rights, eh, diba? So makita mo yung ng logo ng company doon sa sidelines ng mga court, but hindi sa gitna. ang gago naman yung right smack dab in the middle, like when you which is there, which you see 90% of the time when you watch a wrestling match, ang una mo makita yung Prime bottle, and I hate it, man. I would have preferred if they just did the aprons or the guardrail. That would have been fine by me, pero yung gitna talaga, so fucking annoying.
Yeah, the only other company I know does is NJPW, pati sa Mexico. So ang alam ko, yung ring sponsorship nila sa corners lang or sa turnbuckle. So this is really kind of egregious because it's not even the WWE's logo. It's the Prime logo and it's an employee's logo. So yeah, it's interesting that they did it. I mean, like, yeah, we already accept the fact that, you know, sports leagues will always will now be auctioning off yung real estate nila in the field, in the court, in the arena, whatever have you, diba? But this is a weird execution, even though I kind of understand it.
No, it's just silly because, diba, it's an NBA. They still acknowledge the fact that it is a basketball league. Therefore, you get that really well dedicated to the sport, diba? And yeah, even in the WWE, kasi sabihin mo wala na yung WWE logo like from before. At least, diba, may respect pa rin sila for the thing that's happening.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I don't know if you can say the same if they add the Prime bottle.
I don't know. So them better. So, you know, it's one way to make money. All right. Lastly, really quickly, over on AEW, Okada made his in-ring debut as a full-time member of the roster. I totally forgot that he already wrestled before in AEW. But as a full-time all-elite member, his first match was a trios match with the Jacksons. And it was a quick squash. So I just wanted to point this out because he went from making solid yen, wrestling intense physical matches in New Japan and all around the world. Then he goes over to AEW. And then I read that someone found out that he was making 2 billion yen. So that's around something $100 million. Tapos, his first match is him wrestling a really nice, though, a really nice squash to introduce him to the heel character to the audience. So that makes him the ultimate finesser, and I appreciate and respect him for
that. Yeah, man, get that money, Okada. 500, around 500 million maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tama yung exchange rate ko, which is like, goddamn. Tony Khan, di ba, alam ko naman mayaman si Tony Khan, but I didn't know he was that rich. Na kaya niyo maglaglag ng 500M sa isang tao. That's like that's more than any NBA player's salary that I can think of right now. Medyo intense yung mga bigayan sa AEW ngayon. But I mean, kudos to Okada, diba? Yung I saw that match, nagpasapak lang siya.
Yeah.
That's the rainmaker niya yung last guy. And I was the hat, right? So if that was worth 500M to Tony Khan, then good for you, Tony Khan.
No, I mean, it wasn't any kind of squash. It was still an Okada squash. Tapos, he looked pretty comfortable in there. Like I know that other Japanese wrestlers na talagang natuto sa Japan, they might feel awkward and uncomfortable, but he knew exactly what to do. Probably because he was already exposed to Western wrestling in TNA, stuff like that, diba? Back in the late 2000s. So kudos to him for at least putting out a watchable match. I know some people will troll AEW for that, for how they approach that. Pero nagawa naman yung paraan. And I'm sure he's gonna, you know, wrestle some pretty big matches before long.
And I like how they put him right in the feud right after. He said during that segment after the match, lumabas si Eddie Kingston si Penta, and now Pac, who's also back full time. I like how they have a feud right away with actual credible threats, diba? And Pac, Kingston, and Penta. So it's nice na we're getting the most out of their money, kumbaga, dito sa scenario na to with Okada.
Yeah. Right. Let's now get to our picks of the week really quickly. Pero, you know, it's going to be really quick because Stan is busy, so he doesn't have a pick. And we have a few short picks here. So before we get to that, let's hear from our fellow co-podcasts on the Pod Network.
Mga Immortal, listen to the Underpaid Podcast with me, Stanley Chi, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagchichismisan lang tayo or nagkukwentuhan. Listen for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast. Kita kits!
Right, it's time for our picks of the week. Let's run through it really quickly since dalawa lang tayo. Chino, start with your pick.
Yeah, my pick goes out to an episode of Chris Van Vliet's Insight, where this week, or last week rather, he welcomed Maxine Dupri on his podcast. Now, the reason this stood out to me out of all the interviews Van Vliet has ever done is because Maxine Dupri has been under a lot of heat lately, diba? By the smarts and the experts of the world for calling her green. Diba? And not siyempre, diba? Lahat ng tao marunong eh. So they tell her that they say that she doesn't know how to wrestle. And in fact, dumating sa point na binubu siya palabas ng building during one live event. Excuse me. So, ako kasi, when I was listening to this episode, you could really tell how green she actually was. And she wasn't denying it. In fact, everything to her up to this point in her career, according to the podcast, has been a learning experience. Diba? Because she didn't go into the WWE to be a wrestler. Diba? Nung hinire siya, she wanted to either be backstage talent or valet. Pero never siya nag-isip na, I can bump or I can compete for the Women's World Championship. Diba? Or against the Women's World Champion. Diba? In Rhea Ripley. So, nakikita mo talaga yung progression niya. And it just, I relate to it so much because there was once a point in my life, and I don't know if you remember this, bro. Naging writer ako dati. I was hired to be a marketing director for a small, medium-sized events company that does live events for businesses, right?
I remember.
And did I know how to be a marketing director? Hell no. Did I take the job? Of course I took the job. Kasi pera yan eh, di ba? You learn on the job. And that's exactly what Maxine Dupri is doing. Di ba? She's learning on the job. Kinuha niya yung opportunity and she's making the most out of it. And that is why I really, really resonated with this particular episode.
The one thing that actually surprised me was that she wanted to go to WWE. So I always thought, kasi a lot of these NIL or non-wrestling athletes that try out, either they just want to try it for the hell of it, or you know, they don't know anything, but they know WWE is big, so they want to try it to, you know, make some big money, which I respect, definitely respect. But I didn't know that she actually really wanted to do it. Tapos, you said that she wanted to be backstage talent, pero nakita ko na, you know, she had Danielle Camella, aka Vanessa Bourne, train her, you know, get her prepared, do the rolls, the bumps, stuff like that. So, may idea pa rin siya na ito yung gagawin niya, that she could be a wrestler because she was trying out to wrestle. So, I guess I don't know if she lucked into it or she didn't realize what she was actually trying out for. But she's great and I feel like I feel like she brings the right attitude to becoming a wrestler. And yun nga, it's not her fault naman na ninalagay siya on Raw, nibigyan siya ng singles matches or you know, putting her in that spotlight. Like, you know, you're just doing what you're told to do, diba? Anong gagawin mo dun, diba? If the fans want to be mad at someone, be mad at Vince, be mad at, you know, even Triple H for continuing to put her on a spot like that. Kasi, if you want her to get better, newsflash, you do have to do it in opportunities and spotlights like that. Hindi naman kahit sabihin mong that's what developmental is for, that's what NXT, the performance center is for. There will come a time na she will have to graduate and, you know, start learning in the big time, whether or not she was ready for that or, you know. So it's a business where we learn how to do the job correctly in front of the people that that bring in the money. So talagang there is no way to do it, whether you're in the independent level or, you know, in the big stage like WWE, you do have to do it in front of a crowd. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for some reason, fans don't understand that this is how the business works. But anyway, I already talked about this before. Really good interview with Chris Van Vliet. CVV is a good interviewer as well. Game the Game, someone could see Maxime Dupree. Yeah. Right, let's move on to our next pick. This one is from Emil. It's from last week's episode of Dynamite. It's the main event. Will Ospreay versus Kyle Fletcher, a really, really great match. Emil says, this is only the second outing for Will as a member of the AEW roster like Okada. And now he already has two Match of the Year candidates. First is the one with Takeshita last week. He said that the problem with the Takeshita match was that they went all out for a match that wasn't the main event on paper. Well, now they fixed that problem because this match is the main event of Dynamite. And he says that both Will and Kyle wrestled as though it were the best match or maybe the last match of their careers. And Emil says Ospreay is simply the best wrestler in the world right now. And he's glad that he can showcase that now on a much larger audience and on a more regular basis, referring to, weekly AEW television. I don't know yet if that's going to be what he's doing every week on TV. Kasi kung yun ang gagawin mo, mas may injure siya lalo. Kasi he's already taken time off because of injury, because of how NJPW kind of runs the body down. But all in all, I agree with this take. It was a good match. It was a fine TV main event. What do you think of this, Gina?
No, it was a very good match. And I also like their connection, diba, dun sa United Empire, diba, when they were Aussie Open. Kyle Fletcher was part of Aussie Open and so Will Ospreay leader nila. It's also good. That also, it shows their chemistry that they've developed over those years sa New Japan. I like how Will Ospreay is always on TV now. The last two few times that we've seen him, and he just goes all out. Hindi siya tinatamad, diba? Hindi siya, he doesn't half-ass anything that he does right now. Kaya siya Billy Goat. You see, when you see Will Ospreay, whether it be in a New Japan main event pay-per-view or an Impact match where it was just a house show, you get Will Ospreay as you see him on TV. Diba? And this match with Kyle Fletcher was no different. People are really getting to know a lot more of Ospreay now that he has moved stateside and started to work in these different companies. And sana pag dumating yung point na magbabanggaan sila naman nandiyan sa AEW, bigger names like your Bryan Danielsons and your John Moxleys, doon mo talaga makakita yung capacity ni Will Ospreay to stop shows.
Yep. You could not have said it better myself. All right. Next, we have Rowan's pick. It's from SmackDown. It's a really quick one. It's Angel Garza versus Dragon Lee right before the main event segment. Rowan says, the match is filled with good lucha things. It's good to see that the Legado is facing someone who is outside of LWO because the way they've been booking the feud has become really tiring. LDF versus LWO had been going at it at each other every week. And now Dragon Lee is back on SmackDown after a quick spell as the NXT North American champion. And he's back to deliver what he does best. Rowan loves the back and forth action and the finisher reversals that they would do. And it also made him miss the Cruiserweight Championship. And he believes that both men deserve to be the next United States champion. After the match, Legado attacked Dragon Lee. And they did that because they wanted to taunt Ray and the LWO. And he hopes that they make LDF versus LWO more interesting and finally have it end at WrestleMania. Didn't think much of this. It was pretty quick. But anytime they have luchadors do their thing, it's always good. It's just that everything is so much more consequential than everything else on SmackDown. And they only have like really 1.5 hours of actual TV time to show. So, sasaktan yung mga match na ganito. But it's still pretty good. It's a good way to remind the people that you have great luchadors, and although they're stuck in gang warfare, they can still cook if you let them. What do you think of this?
Yeah, speaking of remind people, I actually forgot this. Tapos naalala ko lang din na si Dragon Lee, wasn't he a part of the LWO for a time?
Diba? Yeah, that's pretty weird. They kind of tried to have him in and then he didn't really sign up and then he went to NXT because he won the championship.
Right, Wesley.
So there's that thing. Tama. So feeling like he's not there.
Para extension lang siya. Para sub siya ng whoever is not there. But hey, it was a good match. Like, you guys are right when you said that it was full of good lucha things. Because whenever the luchadors just get to do their own thing where they don't have to wrestle the American style that we're so used to in the WWE, maganda din siya kasi it's a cultural exposure for them. Diba si Garza, who was a luchador himself before, and si Dragon Lee, who is a luchador right now, El Mascarado, it was good to see both of them just go back to their roots. Yung mga reversals na binanggit ni Rowan was just nice to see. Kahit sabihin mong mabilis lang yung match. 5 minutes, diba? Like a 5 minute, quick 5 minute. So it was nice. I liked it.
Yeah. That's it for Rowan's pick. Lastly, I have my pick. Medyo cheat code na naman siya, but it's from yesterday's Collision episode. It's the opening match, Bryan Danielson versus Shane Taylor. So this was pretty awesome to me. I know I kind of cheat this by always picking a Bryan Danielson match, but this one is really interesting because they wrestled like 90 to 95% of the match striking each other. Yung gimmick ni Shane Taylor is that he's a striker, he's a brawler. He trained in boxing, he trained in Muay Thai. Bryan is trained in those arts as well, MMA. He's trained Japanese style, so he knows how to kick, knows how to throw a forearm, and them just working a slow but intense match na puro sa palitan ng sipa at ng knees and elbows and forearms, trying to knock each other out was a story, I think. That was pretty fun to watch, and it's the kind of thing that makes you want to experiment. I know that, you know, Bryan gets to go to AEW or went to AEW because he wanted to wrestle more, quote unquote wrestle, and he's allowed to do these things, allowed to mess with the formula a little bit, and it worked. The crowd in attendance really loved it. Parang nag-standing ovation pa ata sila after the match, and I feel like if Shane Taylor wasn't already made yet after yung mga matches with Moxley, with Claudio, with Samoa Joe from the past year, I think this is the match that would put him on the map already. I think this could be his breakout match. And that's the kind of thing that you get to do when you get ring time, significant ring time with someone like Bryan Danielson. Did you catch this match, Gina?
No, I caught this match and all your points are correct. Most of the time when Shane Taylor does have a match, Benjo, unfortunately on my part, pinapanagpas ko siya. Like, it wasn't like yung mga Moxley matches I've caught, most of the time, is what I was trying to say. Most of the time, hindi siya attention grabbing. But in this one, tumaas yung respeto ko for Shane Taylor. The blows that he took and the blows that he gave out were just next level malutong. Diba? So I really appreciate the physicality. I appreciate the physical matches more now, but I also, more importantly in this one, appreciated it more. See, Bryan Danielson, tulad na sinabi mo, is a cheat code because anytime he has a match, he always brings out the best in people. And I think he did the same thing for Shane Taylor in this matchup.
Yeah. I know medyo low-key pa yung pangalan ni Shane Taylor, but I think now you gotta pay attention because I think it's one of those things that, you know, he saw that Mox worked with Shane Taylor, had a good match, so he wanted to have a good match as well. So I like that ito yung role ng mga veterans from WWE pagpunta na sa AEW. Diba?
No, diba? They become the adults in the room. Kumbaga, diba sila, siya, si Cole, si Moxley, I mean, this is Jericho even for the very beginning. So I get why, because it's a young company. They need that leadership. But also, diba, these guys that people enjoy watching in the indies, they get to step their game up in the big stage. Kumbaga, when they go in the ring against somebody like Bryan Danielson, like John Moxley, like Chris Jericho.
Yeah, agreed. Hope that this translates to more opportunities for Shane Taylor. Right, that's it for our picks of the week and our weekend reactions. Thank you as well to the, thank you to you for listening to this, and thank you as well to the great boys and girls of the Pod Network Thank you to Babyface producer Jasper for putting together the show and making us sound better than we usually are. Thank you to Babyface manager Riza for helping get the ball rolling when it comes to putting out these episodes. And thank you to the management for allowing us to do what we do here. If you want to talk more about what we talked about here today, whether it's the reactions from SmackDown or Okada or our picks of the week, you can catch us. It's on Twitter at Wrestling2XPod, also on TikTok at Wrestling Podcast, on Instagram and Threads at the Wrestling Podcast on Facebook. As for my co-host, it's at Chino Supersize for Chino, at underscore Stan C for Stan, at Monday Night Rowan, that's NITE for Rowan ASH, and at email underscore Meister for Emil. As for me, it's at Roazwar on Twitter and at Chang.daddy on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads. That's another episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Thank you once again for tuning in. We'll see you on Thursday for our live stream and our post-live stream bonus episodes, Kung Abutin, and next week as well for Picks of the Week and Weekend Reactions. So thank you again. Until then, please stay safe, stay cool, mainit na, don't be a dick, and stay healthy. Wrestling Podcast out. Later, outcasts. Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.